Welcome back, Connor Happer. Josh Hodson with you on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Another reminder about our spring game roundtable tomorrow. Join us from 10 to 6. Won't be just us from 10 to 6. In fact, all of us will make an appearance. All of us. Everyone will make an appearance at some point between 10 and 6 tomorrow, but all of us will be there at noon. That's at Oscars, 173rd and West Center Road. We'll get all the we'll get down into the nitty-gritty of spring ball and preview our spring game on Saturday. We've switched over to a major league game in the office here.
That's right.
Our apologies, but the Storm Chasers are down 7-2 at the moment. So
and
we
Paul Skeens' day is done.
So I'd like to go watch the Cardinals lose.
They are losing in the fourth.
I love when that happens. I really, really like when that happens. Okay. We're going to try something new.
Oh, God.
Hang on with this for a second here. So, Josh, I'll hit all the buttons on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to take this.
Okay.
I'm going to just... I'll take the wheel. What did the pilot say to the other pilot?
Jesus, take the wheel.
He says, my plane.
Oh, okay.
Right, or whatever.
Look
it
at you. I know all the pilot lingo.
I watch a lot of YouTube videos. So we're going to try and put the video on here. This has been accomplished by many over
many
time.
Many people have done it. Many would say it's easy, routine even.
But I have a feeling that something's not going to work right. We're about to find out. Here's Marcus Satterfield yesterday on the presence or lack of presence of turnovers during spring ball. I knew there would be no audio with this, Josh.
Hmm.
So you have to make it, you have to set it up the way Nick does.
I don't know how Nick sets it up.
This is what I was worried about. I tried to communicate this to you this morning.
You did.
I did.
And then Nick had to go do something.
Hmm. Well, there's a big picture of Marcus Satterfield on there.
That's what he looks like, everybody.
That is what he looks like. Somebody said earlier, Jefferson Steelflex says, I don't even know what Marcus Satterfield looks like. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Well, that's what he looks like.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So whichever button the stream is, Josh.
Oh, hi.
Okay,
how
then
we
have to turn other things down. Oh, Cena says there is, and Chance says there is audio in the YouTube stream. Probably not over the air and definitely not in my ears.
Hmm.
And I'm the thing that matters here.
Always is.
There's Marcus. He's talking about turnovers.
Okay, I can hear Marcus.
This is good.
So let's get ourselves to stop echoing.
You got about 10 seconds to figure this out. Otherwise, we're moving on. Oh.
Why don't you ask me stuff like that? We've improved.
As you
now, I'm gonna go to the next practice. There's not enough wood to knock on. We've improved.
Well, look at that. That's Marcus Satterfield. Everybody heard that?
I don't know. I don't know who heard what.
I heard it. Cena says, sounds great. We love it. Thank you. Wow. It's a modern miracle. Good job. We learned how to do things here.
Still
on this
terrified.
Show. Well, there's going to be another clip, so you better be ready for it.
Oh, God.
It's going to be your plane again here in about 10 seconds.
Oh, man.
So if you heard that there, we're happy, first of all, that you did. And second of all, Marcus Satterfield was asked by Sipple, has the turnover picture looked pretty good? And he said, hey, look, we're not jinxing it, which tells you that the turnover picture has been pretty good from an offensive standpoint so far.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also very superstitious. He says, I don't have enough wood to knock on to make that the case, to make sure we stay that way. Here's a little something for Marcus Satterfield, who some people don't know what he looks like. By the way, somebody said that.
Yeah, I had to mute and unmute a couple of things, and I didn't do it very quickly.
Well, we're going to have to go back to it
here in just
a second.
I am prepared.
Jefferson Steelflex followed up. He said he doesn't look like a Marcus. Here's a little thing for Marcus.
True.
I don't think it was luck. Just a hunch.
Hmm.
I don't think it was luck. I don't think Nebraska was jinxed last year. And that's why they turned the ball over 31 times. That'd be the worst luck anyone has ever seen.
What would you suggest happened?
That would be a lot of bad luck in a row, 31 times. So my suggestion, like you said, Josh, what I think probably happened was just pretty flatly really bad quarterback play. And so
interesting theory.
If we connect that thought to this year and they're not turning the ball over, what are you to infer about quarterback play if they're not turning the ball over during practice right now? Is it just that they have good luck and they have not been jinxed? Or, Josh, is it good quarterback play? I think this staff is doing the best they possibly can to not say, guys, we got a quarterback here, you know, because they don't want to set off the alarm bells. But
sure, it's April.
There's some pitches that are getting tipped in here. And that was an example of one. All right, so Josh, start pressing your buttons again.
Okay.
Here is tipped pitch number two from Marcus Satterfield yesterday. Here he is talking about Dylan Raiola and what they've asked of him after the first couple weeks of spring ball as he gets into his 13th, 14th, 15th practice. Here he is.
To play, you know, to get his, not bad body language, but to get his energy going, because people are going to feed off him. And he played like he was at recess. He played like he was in third grade out in the playground, flying around, moving around, dancing around, giving people high fives. And I think that bled into our offensive guys, gave them a lot of confidence to go out and do some really good things on Saturday, this past Saturday.
Okay. That seems smooth, by the way.
How'd we do, everybody?
Great. Did you see it on the YouTube? Did you guys see that? Did you see all the things that Josh was doing just then?
Did we fool you?
Pretty good. So just to recap there, the question at the beginning, or the first part of the answer at the beginning from Marcus Satterfield was, what we've asked Dylan to do in particular is to bring a little bit more to the table in terms of his energy. I'm so proud of you. Thumbs up. Good. This is so good. This feels so good right now. Grab a hold of it. We just have to remember, by the way, how to do this for future, because
yeah.
I like this.
Yeah. It'll come in handy.
But they've asked Dylan to get the energy going because what did he say in there? You know, they follow you. And yes, they could excuse it off as that's just a quarterback thing, right? You're trying to drive your way down the field and if your quarterback has bad body language, then maybe the rest of your offense has bad body language and your team has bad body language. But my hunch, Josh, is that they have asked him to step that up because he's the leader. And that's not something like, that's not a 101 class. Mm-hmm. That's not a 202 class. That's a relatively advanced, like that's third year Spanish there, man. Like, get ready to learn how to speak French, buddy.
I'm so excited to go to Spain with you.
Right. Thank you, Babbel. He's on the third level of Babbel right now. And that is really encouraging. Like I said, I think they're tipping their pitches just a little bit. Little breadcrumbs out there of, we think this guy is pretty good, and so we're going to ask some things of him. We're not going to put too much pressure on him, but we are internally asking some things of him right now that you normally wouldn't ask a freshman quarterback, and especially that of a freshman quarterback who does not have the job cinched up. That part is already done, in my opinion, reading the tea leaves. Or the tip pitches, I suppose.
That's the first domino that has to fall, is you have to name him quarterback, and they haven't done that yet, so they can't do any of the preceding.
Not outwardly.
Yeah, right.
Inwardly,
right.
They can.
Right.
They can do whatever they want.
And then you got to remember, when you get in front of that podium, what's in and what's inward and what's outward.
Mm-hmm. That's just not something you say to a guy who's in the running, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Grab it, you know? Take a hold of it and go. Because he's, you know, and this would mirror some of the things that we're hearing about the team right now, that he's jumped out in front. But not only that, he has been a guy who has taken on a bit of a leadership role as well, not just because of his position, but they've asked him to because of his, you know, once he gets comfortable, he has a personality that could really flourish, and we hadn't seen that so far, but now it's his, and now he gets to own it a little bit. So that's out there. Like, whatever we see on Saturday, I don't think it'll be really representative of how they feel inside the room, how they feel inside the locker room about the quarterback situation in particular. Maybe they'll let him uncork a few. You know, maybe they'll let him show off a little bit. But just know, he's going to be the guy. And so grade him like that, right? Like, if you're the amateur grader sitting in the crowd trying to figure out. Yeah, which you are. Everybody is. I like what this guy did. I like what this guy did. You know, like, see how he would – not just the things that he could do at the top level, because we already know about the ceiling of Dylan Raiola, but what I'm more curious about is, like, functionally, operationally, how do people react to him? What's the leadership component? Just some of the real solid starting quarterback things that you want to see from Dylan Raiola. I think they're looking for that too, because they think and they know that he's going to be their starter. So they're taking him to a different Babel class than they are of the other two guys.
Makes a lot of sense.
And these are things that Heinrich Harburg probably already has left over from last year. And that Daniel Kalen doesn't need to.
Hey, Dylan, you just want to use my notes?
Exactly.
No, I'm good, H. I'm good.
I'll write my own. I'll take my own. Text from the 402.
Hi, 402.
Back to the turnovers. Well, Grant, Sims, and Purdy are gone, so a lot of those turnovers went with them. That's a good way to look at it. There they go. Out the window. Pedro writes in.
Hi, Pedro.
Hi guys, is Josh taking comedy sniper classes from Nick? Boom, LOL.
I think that was meant to be a compliment, but I kind of take it as an insult.
Pedro, I don't even know what he's saying.
I don't know. Did I boom roast someone?
I think, yeah, maybe in a Nick way, like you got some zingers in there.
Maybe
it just means you're very, very funny.
TBS.
A couple other texts here. First of all, thank you, John, who heard it on the app. That's good.
Oh, that's a good, yeah. If you heard it on the app, on the radio, we need to know these things.
Also, a text from the 402. I don't understand your Cardinals hate. You're not a Cubs fan or an NL Central fan of any team. Is it because of the KC St. Louis thing, little brother syndrome, ?
Whoa, rent-free in your head.
I actually think I would hate Cardinals fans no matter what.
Everybody hates the fan base that says they're the best fan base in the world.
That's it.
I'm sorry, Nebraska football fans. Nobody else likes hearing that but us.
Best fans in baseball, baby. They sell out every game. It's weird that they haven't sold out any games. You know? They just take themselves so seriously.
They do.
They just take themselves way too serious. So that's all. That's the reason why.
Done a lot of winning. Great franchise.
Also, yeah, they do routinely just absolutely crush the Royals, for sure. Mm-hmm. So I don't like that part of it. I'm willing to admit that. Email from John in the Equitable Bank inbox.
Hi, John.
The turnovers were not because of bad luck. They were because the quarterbacks were terrible.
Whoa.
Like all the losses in 2018 through 2022 were not because of bad luck. They were because Scott Frost sucks as a coach.
Whoa.
That's just John's email. I'm just reading it as I get
them. Sad he can't say that at the podium.
That's right. So he decides
imagine if he did.
Knock on wood. Yeah, what if he's just like, have you noticed that our quarterback room is a little different this year?
Looks a little different. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
Heinrich's fine. Have you noticed outside of that, the other guys are a little bit different?
You notice the only guy we kept isn't a natural quarterback?
Yeah. But no, they're keeping it pretty close to the vest at this point. That's okay. We'll be back with more. Get to a couple texts from you guys and a few more things as we near 2 o'clock here in the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But first, the road to the NBA Finals is very well underway, and new customers can now head to the FanDuel Sportsbook and get their own playoff run going with $150. How about a nice little $150 bonus bet pillow to lay on as you bet the NBA playoffs? That sounds nice and cozy. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets. That's win or lose to use during the NBA playoffs. So I think the Nuggets are a pretty good bet. I'm obviously a little bit biased in this situation, but I also like betting against the teams that I like to laugh at. So if you want to take advantage of some of those things like betting against the Lakers and the Clippers and the 76ers, I would not begrudge you at all for it. Overs, unders, money lines, point spreads, first basket scores, player props, rebounds, points, assists, anything in between. It's all available for you in the FanDuel Sportsbook. Head to FanDuel.com/Happer and get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the National Basketball Association. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.